Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming. We are the change. We are the change. We are the change.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. We are broadcasting now. Hopefully, broadcasting in January 2016. And if somebody is in the chat room, would you please let me know that it is actually working and on and all that other stuff? Because for some unknown reason, I am not hearing it again today. I don't know why that occurs and what happens with it, but it seems like that could be the case again. So, with that in mind, I will tell you that those two songs that we just heard were sung by Jillian Clark, and they were known to us by the group True Trinity, being Jillian, Rachel, Grace, and myself. And so I thank you for them. If you'd like to get those songs, they are available at TrueTrinity.com, TrueTrinity. And so you can go over to that website and get them. Let's see. What else would I like to tell you? Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you every Friday afternoon at noon Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, and 8 p.m. over in the U.K. We do the U.K. in part simply because we know we have listeners over there. This show started with a co-host that was in Germany, And we've been able to carry an audience all along the way since then. And so it's pretty awesome to be able to do that and appreciate our UK listeners so very, very much. Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you every Friday, as I said. And what it is people living their purpose. Those who have discovered what it is, sharing with you how they came to know what it is, how they came to achieve it, and maybe a tip or two of what you can do to achieve your purpose. And today, I'm going to share with you a little bit, again, about my purpose, but something that I think pretty much everybody in the world is interested in, that being travel. Now, some of you know that there have been some guests that believe in astral travel. Now, we're not talking about that here. We are talking about travel by train, bus, car, cruises. I think I hit them all. And it's something that has intrigued me for a long time, something that I really wanted to be a part of, and found out in my world with what was my limited income, it was not possible. So I am grateful that there are some opportunities and ways for me to travel, and we'll get into those in a little bit. Now, there are several ways that you can participate in this show. The first one is in the chat room. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the screen where you are listening to the show, if you're listening live on your computer, please scroll all the way down to the bottom in the chat room. If you have a Blog Talk radio account, you can go in there, and it's the easiest way to join in the chat. However, the other is that you can go over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page. And now that is different, a little different from the chat room in that that group, that post stays up on the top all the time for the week until I put the next thing up. So the good part about that is whether you're listening live or archived, you can put your comments in at any time and know that they will be a part of the archives then to the show. And anybody can do that. You might have to, if you're not already, ask to be invited or added to the group. And we are just 3 shy of 400. And that's so amazing because when this started 4 years ago, of course, there was nothing. Been built since then, and through that, through the graces of who started, Jan Revelle, Barbara Patterson, and going through, and I've had it now for 2 years, and I am so loving it. I mean, being able to bring to you every Friday a show with people that want to share who and what they are in this world. And I'm going to close a blab so that it doesn't play. And I am looking at a new format for the show. I'm just going to let some folks know. It's a video format. I have come to really enjoy that. So if anybody else has tried it, I know some of our listeners, Kat Sturt, Stephen Henry, mainly introduced me to it. And it is really kind of fun. I'm not a fan of putting myself on a video camera, but it's been pretty cool because you get to see the expression and the thoughts of the people that are part of the show, whether they be the guests or just listening. And it doesn't mean everybody has to be video, but I'm thinking of that, and I might have to do a second launch. And in that way, folks, too, the other piece is some of what I'm going to be talking about today, people who cannot hear, if I sign that or have an interpreter on it, everybody will be able to be part of Purpose Talk Radio. And that is probably my biggest dream and my biggest purpose of anything in this world, is to make sure that everyone can be a part of communication anywhere and everywhere. So, if you'd like to call into the show, you can do that by dialing 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And And what will happen with that, of course, is that if you press the number 1, I will know that you are wanting to talk to me. There are several people on the line, and I don't know if they're just listening or if they want to talk, or I may just bring them in. I'd love to have you all share your travel experiences, good and bad, because the point of this is, as I go into my business, which we'll be talking about in a bit, I want to know how I can help people, how I can make a difference in the travel industry, just like I like to make a difference in the world with Purpose Talk Radio, with the Positive News Magazine, with pretty much everything I've done, with what I'm looking at now with my other more full-time career of being either a counselor of some kind with vocational rehab, with all of it, with everything I've done with being an interpreter, volunteering with the deaf and the blind community, all of that. I want to make a difference, and I want to know what you've experienced so that I can have it not happen again, for example. So whether you are on live on the show, whether you're in the archive, please make sure that third view would be in travel. You can, like I said, put it in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page. You can email me directly if you'd like. And, oh, I'm going to give you the Purpose Talk Radio email at this point. And that is Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on this show in the future, with explaining how you have come to know your purpose and how you're serving the world, I'd love to have you be a guest. Just send me an email there also, and we can talk about what being a guest entails, which you'll find is really pretty harmless. I enjoy just having a conversation with people. I think I have gotten all of the, as they say, the announcements and the necessities out of the way. Now for the fun part, the topic today, is travel. Where in the world would you like to go if you could go anywhere? Be your dream. If money were no object, which is the other part of this, where would you go? And I'd be curious as to why as well in that. Think about that. You know, there are people in this world that don't get to travel. They're pretty much stuck where they are for whatever reasons, financial, otherwise. And the unfortunate part is usually it's a financial issue. Sometimes it's accommodations, which is one of the things that I worry about. You know, people who are in wheelchairs, use wheelchairs to get around. People who you know, can't see well and use a cane or a dog or whatever. Some of the issues with traveling have been that it's not allowed people to have that accessibility. And so I want to make sure that they can do that. So, all right, here's the deal. I have decided that what I want to do is allow people to travel. I've said that now a couple times, right? Why? Because it's something that I haven't been able to do. Or the reasons I just mentioned. That I couldn't afford it. I thought when I lost the eyesight, oh man, you know, it's going to be so hard. And then I got to ask people for this or ask people for that. And I am not one who likes to do that. I want to make things very simple. I don't want to have to make an issue. I want one of my experiences was that I had to get a wheelchair because I was using my red and white cane. Okay. Most of the airlines do make us do that for some reason or another. They think that because we've got the cane, we can't go through the airport safely. So they provide a wheelchair and someone to wheel you around back and forth and where you need to go. All right. Well, some of us have learned to accept that at this point. But you know what? It doesn't have to be. Sometimes it's going from one tarmac to the one next to it. All right, usually it's not, but that's okay. Sometimes it is, and they still want to put you in a wheelchair. So, my experience was going through Atlanta. And I was going from, I don't remember if it was an Arizona trip visiting my parents or if it was the National Federation of Blind Conference in Texas, and I think that was probably it, which made it even more interesting. But I was through Atlanta, Georgia. And so I get off the plane and they tell me I have to wait in the wheelchair. And there was only, I mean, there was less than a half hour between my planes, which is not a lot of time to go from one place to the other. And so I had to ask, you know, you want to do the restroom run and grab something to drink and all of that in that time, too. And so they put me in the wheelchair, got me off the plane, got me in the wheelchair, and had me wait, and had me wait, and had me wait. And nobody came back, and I went to the desk. I got up off of my little wheelchair and went to the desk and said, I'm sorry, why? What am I waiting for? Because this was my first experience. No one had told me about that. If no one had told me. None of my blind friends warned me about that. And they said, oh, we're waiting for someone to help you. Okay, I'm thinking they're just going to, like, guide me along. The chair was just something easy. Two people came up, and they argued about who was going to help me. Neither one wanted to help. They both left. So I went back to the front desk, someone else. And they finally got someone to take me with less than, I think we were down literally like 5 minutes to the plane. They had to rush me through onto another floor out to hold the plane because, of course, it was their fault. Yes, I did get to do my restroom run while I was waiting because it was only next to where I was waiting. So I got up out of the little wheelchair and went over there. They tried to have somebody escort me to the restroom, too, and I said that was not going to happen. You know, we were able to swing on through, go through like Speedy Gonzales through here, as if that was that much safer than if I had gone with my cane. And I did have enough eyesight that cane was a guide for me and a warning to other people that, no, don't get real close in front of me because I'm not seeing real clearly. But the bullet rate speed we had to go through the airport, I think, was more of a risk than if they had just let me go. Given me direction, and let me go. That's one of those things that I really don't want to have happening to anybody else. We'll make sure we have those arrangements for people beforehand and that they know where they're going to slip and what to expect from the various airlines. And at the same time, make sure the airlines know that someone is on their plane that might need accommodation, might need just a little extra direction if you give them the time of day to do it. So that's part of why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's part of why and how I got into it. And so I have two people on the line, and I am not sure which one I really want to bring on. I'm hoping she will press 1 on that phone here pretty quick so that I know. Otherwise, I have to go look up some phone numbers and see which one it is. And I know my cousin was going to come on, and we've got some people from Europe that were going to come on. And so this is pretty cool. So I hope you will share your trips as we do a little bit more talking about, you know, why people want to travel, where they want to travel.
I'm going to talk to you. In the chat room here, we have a couple of people that were willing to share a little bit. My City, My Biz. And I do need to enlarge this as we talk about it. See, even my screen still wants to go, and I'm going to say it wrong, Belize to Dubai. Siren Speak, who's on here pretty often with us, wants to go to Machu Picchu. I would never say it. It's a tongue twister whether I see it or not. Essentially because it's been a Mecca for many years. And so, you know, I want to know where else people want to go and why. So I'm going to bring on one of these calls. I don't know which one it is. And we're going to see if people want to speak. So we're going to start with the 429 number. Hello there. Are you on a show to share with us, or are you on to listen today?
I'm on to speak if you would like. Glad to have you. Hi there.
I don't hear who that name is. Good. I know that voice. That's the voice I wanted right now.
Thank you. This is so awesome. I am truly excited for you. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you. And this is John Tina Gladney, who helped me get into this business. And I am so excited to be connected with her because I've watched her business, her professionalism over the years, and how it has expanded and gotten more people involved in life and in business for themselves and all that. And it was just awesome. And so when she got into this a bit ago, I watched, I listened, I went to a couple presentations, and I just sat back and said, I don't know. This is another business where I'm with other people, and I've got to keep all the records myself, and on and on, and do I really want to do this? and listened and watched some of her stuff on her websites and onto her Facebook on how to do things. I think I can do this. You know, I've got somebody that's got a good background behind her to be able to help. So, the company we are with, for folks who would like to actually know, is called IntelliTravel. And they are worldwide. They're a 25-year-old business. And one of the things is they just recently got into Wisconsin. For some reason, there was not a group of people that was business and connected with them until, what is it, Cynthia, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah, so about 2 months ago, Cindy, I think.
Yeah. This is kind of fun. It's fun to know the people here right from the ground up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Founding people here and learn how to create the business from the ground up, as opposed to some of the other ones that I've been in that were, you know, they had the history and they had people in business already, but for some reason, because I didn't jump in way back when, or I wasn't someone who wanted to make $1 million right off the top, they really didn't have much to do with me. And so far, I have seen that, you know, I've kind of set some goals that I want to bring people, be business partners with me, and I want to travel a certain amount. And that seems to be fine. It doesn't have to be going from, you know, this person on disability jumping into $1 million business right away. Which is nice to know and have that connection. Not that we don't want to make $1 million a piece, right, Santina?
Exactly. Then we wouldn't have to, we wouldn't worry about those other things, right? We would just keep moving as they move forward while we are traveling the beaches of the world. So I'm truly happy and very, very excited to be in partnership with you. And so definitely I am truly, you know, this is part of the reason why we do what we do, is to make a difference in other people's lives. And definitely for me and my husband, when we was able to find out that not only to add a travel division to our current business as we work with the entrepreneurs here in our area, but also to be able to make sure that our dreams of just not only us, but our community is able to travel a great place crisis. And so that really, really had me just so very passionate about that. And as we began to plan so many different, as we say, recess time for adults, I'm truly excited, but I'm super excited for what you're doing here. Purpose Talk Radio is truly an amazing platform, and you give back so much through the information that you share. And as I listen in over the years, I just, my hat's off to you. And now to actually have a division and a business that actually caters to people with whether they're visually impaired or hearing impaired, you have experienced that, and there's nothing like being able to learn from someone else and to be able to, when you say, I know how you feel, you honestly will know how those travelers feel, and you can be able to, you know, not only sympathize with them, but empathize with them and have a solution. So my hats are off to you, lady, and I'm super excited to see what the future is going to hold for you and your new venture.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. Even some of my deaf and hard of hearing friends said they wanted to put them in a wheelchair. What?
Yes. Yes, there you go. Yes, and you're right. So you can, you know, seriously, so you can make a change, and that's just like calling in a plumber, and but you know that it's electrical work that needs to be done. And so you definitely, just the experience, here it is, travel is for people to have a great time, to have a wonderful experience, and why would they want to create a memory of something so devastating as wanting to put someone in a wheelchair? First of all, that you know, that in a way that makes people feel kind of, maybe it's not a good feeling. I know it can't be. And so definitely for you to be able to assist them however you can, but also become that person and an advocate for them to make sure that experience is great, as it's going to be key. And I know that you're the right person for that. So that's great.
Yeah, and there are some people that would prefer that specialized service because they're comfortable. You know, maybe they probably did need some extra service traveling so that I wasn't off. You know what? I think everybody does. The first time they fly, the first time they go on a cruise, you know, they need somebody just to give them some instruction before they do that. And it's whether they have a disability or not, whether they just do something for the first time. It's kind of nice to have a mentor or someone to say, this is what you need to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody gets to have those instructions from the very beginning. That's why I need to go on my first cruise.
Right. Yes. Great. Wonderful. Well, that's great. And, you know, and definitely we know that we are in the right field, because it's not like we have to change someone's mindset or certain habits. Everybody we know is traveling, or that they want to travel. And so that's what's so great about it, is I'm in a coffee shop probably daily, and there is not a day that goes by that people are not talking about travel. So that's where I'm just super excited for, you know, for being a part of this industry. But not only that, but just being a consumer and knowing that now I can be able to travel for insider prices and be able to share that with other people that want to travel but really cannot because of their budget. So it is. We're definitely in the right place at the right time, Cindy.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And friends, and as a lot of people, too, are becoming snowbirds, you know, as our parents are aging and wanting to choose a different place to live, which mine are doing now, you know, they're saying as of next fall, they will stay in Arizona. So maybe if they come back here. My parents and I don't necessarily eye to eye on things, but I can't figure out not seeing them. Not taught, you know.
Right.
So, you know, want to be able to go down there and spend the time with them as they are getting older, and it's just fun too because it's warm.
Yeah. Right.
So, I want to share, if they want to book travel, if they want to take a look at what I'm doing and get involved in it, it's just kind of test around. Do a what if. Now, this show has always been about dreaming. So if you wanted to dream, where would you want to go? Come on over to my website, register there so that I know you've been there. It's a pretty simple process. You just need a name and email, and I can get that off to you and see what might be available. And that website, I've got two of them. One isn't quite set up and linking just yet. So I'll give you the main one, and that is cindyfreeman.intellitravel.com. And it's very simple, cindyfreeman.intellitravel.com. Now, we're going to make it much simpler in the future, and it will be simply the truevisionstravel.com. Again, truevisions with an S, travel.com. Because that is, like my other things, connected to having your vision, whether you see, whether you don't. That dream is what you will always see. So come around, look around, see what's over there. And if you are interested in joining Shantina and I in business, there is an opportunity for you to do that also. And, you know, I don't want to get into a lot of depth on that. But, you know, you can earn yourself some free travel. Why not? Give it a try. It's, you know, it's not a huge investment. The other thing I found is this is one of the lowest investment programs I've ever been a part of. And the commissions are good. And the big thing, here's the big thing that caught me off. Caught me off guard every time. They guarantee the low prices. That's why I say come look around. You know, I know a lot of people go online and they try to do their stuff through the Orbitz, the Priceline, things like that. But guess what? Those guys come better off. So I'm going to let Shantina explain that just a little bit better. She's had a little more experience with it than I have. And also have her tell you how you can win yourself some free travel. Are you still there?
I am sure back. Yes, sure. And that's another great thing about being a part of this company is being able to be a part of the expansion team and a team of leaders that are committed to assisting other people start and live their dreams of owning a business. And with very little minimal startup as well as very minimal, as we say, risk. And so that's definitely, you know, on the end of being able to really, really get your feet wet with becoming a small business owner, but then also in a field, in a market that's well respected, but also something that everyone does. And so it is. It's a very, very great way for you to earn income, whether it's from assisting someone with starting a business or whether it's actually with you booking travel for someone. You actually have that opportunity available. I can say, and not to go into too much detail with that, but the great thing about it too, Cindy, is that we don't have to do the work. It's very, very simple. Share the information that's going to be shared anyways, and just direct people right to your website. If everybody's comfortable with sharing a website, you can actually get them onto your website, and they have truly set us up with a system for success, and that's the great thing about it as well. It's just like you purchasing a franchise, because it is. It's a turnkey business right away. It's an online business, and I tell everyone that as I was meeting with someone earlier, and she said, wow, your office, you can go anywhere. I said, yes, I can do my work right from the beaches of the world. I have a laptop lifestyle, and so I have a business without walls, and it really, really, it's been a great asset, as well as a division to our business to bring in another stream of revenue. So definitely we would love to be able to assist anyone that may be interested in actually partnering, and it is. It is an international business, so no matter where you are, we would love to be able to share with you and partner with you and assist you with getting started in the travel business. There's so much training from our vendors. We have vendors, any vendor you can think of, basically, we are a part of that, whether it's Carnival, whether it's Norwegian. We have so much to offer when it comes down to you really being prepared to be able to service your actual clients. If you wanted to do so personally, we are able to handle group travel. So everyone is traveling, including churches, including organizations. Why not be able to handle that for them? So there's a, you know, definitely a great opportunity here for anyone that may be interested in actually starting their own business, and not to leave out the fact of tax breaks. Having a home-based business, you're actually able to take over 128 deductions. So we know people right now is in the midst of trying to figure out about their taxes and what are some great ways to be able to alleviate some of that pressure. And guess what? Having a home-based business really, really can relieve some of that. But then also, for you to actually travel the beaches of the world or around the world and actually use that as a write-off, because it is your business. You have to go to places and learn about places in order for you to even share that with your clients. So Cindy, definitely love it. And back over to you. You there, Cindy?
Yep. There we go. Now I have myself on mute. I was checking another call to see if they wanted to come online or not. Then went away. We lost somebody. I apologize for that. But yeah. So that's cool. So they want to be able to, when I jumped off, did you explain how they could get some of the free travel with a drawing and all?
Okay.
Yes.
Exactly, and that's, you know, just one of the great benefits of being in the field of travel. We have travel partners. We have insider deals and insider incentives that we're able to pass on to our loyal customers and our potential customers. And so these are part of the things that I love to do, and that's to be able to make sure that we are including and affording everyone the opportunity to be able to travel, but also giving away great, great travel trips and hotels and things like that. That's going to be some things that you'll have the opportunity to really connect with Cindy and her travel business, and just to hear the different incentives that she's going to give to you as a listener. And the first thing is basically anyone that chooses to partner with Cindy in True Visions Travel, guess what she's going to do? She is actually going to give you a 5-day Cancun trip. Yes, she is. And so you definitely will be able to hear more about that through her fan page. But yes, definitely make sure you reach out to her, because that's something she's going to do. And she'll offer that over the next 7 days. So anyone over the next 7 days that partners with her and finds out more information about it and wants to start your career in travel, she's going to give that to you as her thank you for partnering up with her. But then also, as far as with anyone that is on this actual radio show today, if you actually inbox Cindy or leave her a message, however you would like to do that, or however Cindy instructs you to do that, she is going to enter your name into a drawing. We are having a on-site winter luau here in Wisconsin, and that's going to be, you know, with Cindy as well as all of her business partners here in the Wisconsin area. We have people coming in from other state, our leaders, but in the meantime, your name will be entered in for a 3-day hotel stay for you or anyone that you would like to bring. So Cindy will definitely make sure that she gives you instructions on how you may enter that to be able to be entered. There's nothing that you need to do besides submit your name and pressure your email or contact information. And by Sunday, you will receive information if you are the winner of that prize. So definitely looking forward, and good luck, everyone. Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. There you go, folks. Interested in getting yourself some time away. I'd love to be able to offer that to you. That gives us lots of opportunities and ways to do it. I would really want people to go register to the website and get on that. If for some reason you can't, and like, you know, a phone number or a Facebook
connection to get to me, that's fine. You can do that. And then we'll enter you onto the website on that. Again, cindyfreeman.intellitravel.com. If you can't get it or something, let me know, and we'll do that. So, oh, interesting. I think you want to weigh on the sound again. I would like to tell you one of the other groups that I am partnering with. And I may have somebody else calling in on that to explain a little bit more because I'm not real clear on everything I'm doing with it. But the group, you've heard Joy on the line with us several times. What I've done is kind of partnered with her a little bit with her program called Mythic Adventures. Kind of a little bit of role play and fun adventures that you can be a part of. And in that, we will arrange the travel for you for those events and to participate in them. I know she's got some camps, some fun workshops, things like that. And the website for her is Mythic Adventures. And I'm sorry, not role play. This is where I want her to call in. MythicAdventures.SirenSchool.com. That's MythicAdventures.SirenSchool.com. And you can talk a little bit more about her programs and the adventures that she has. They're more lessons than they are role play. I apologize. She can come in and explain that if she'd like to call in. But it's kind of cool because I'm learning a little bit more about her business and she's learning a little bit more about mine. Here we go. Thank you. Hello, Joy.
Oh, greetings. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Congratulations on this exciting new venture. What could be more fun than travel?
Thank you. Thank you. And I know you love to travel. And
oh, it's the best
fun.
best education you can get.
Yeah. You know, and we've talked about this for a couple of months, but, you know, I wanted to make sure I got some of the background that I really needed. You know, learning about the various cruises and the various airlines and things like that. You know, I didn't kind of follow them up, you know. And so we've taken a little bit of time and made this the official launch. And as part of it, like I said, I wanted to introduce a little bit about your adventures and the programs that you have available as part of this. And maybe people want to participate in those as well.
Aw, thank you. That's very exciting. My little business is called Siren School, and the tagline is where education is an adventure in self-govery. And one of the elements of that education is traveling. And so we offer a series of what are called mythic adventures that allow you to take part in activities that you may not have otherwise, all based on historic siren archetypes, whether it's something mythic like a dryad wood nymph from Greek mythology, which involves you staying in a treehouse resort in Oregon and doing all things related to that, or whether it involves you going to Chicago for a speakeasy and gangster melee at an event set in the 20s, which takes place at the Drake Hotel, or, you know, even doing something fictional like going on a vampire hunt in New Orleans. So there are things taking place all over the country, specifically the U.S., we've got about a dozen or 14, I think, different destination weekend getaways, and I am very much looking forward to you being able to facilitate people making their plans so it's not so overwhelming for them that when they go to these things, they can just enjoy participating as opposed to stressing out over how, you know, making their plans and how they get there and where they stay and all that stuff.
I know you have some day trips, too. And if people want to come in, they can be a part of that or day adventures.
Yep, we've got action
as well.
Yeah, day camp for grown-ups. And some things in Southern California, definitely, because that's where I'm based. So we've got, for example, you know, Mermaid Day Camp. It's a couple of days that you get to learn some aquatic skills specifically in a mermaid tale. And whenever we do these things, it always incorporates the lore and legends of whatever, you know, theme you're adopting, as well as any language, you know, and crafts that go with it. If you go to a Bollywood event, for example, you get to do a lot of crafts, you know, that are traditional from India and eat the foods and speak a little of the language and wear the garb and sort of adopt that persona for the day. So that's as close as we get to role-playing, but it's more like, you know, it's theme immersion activities, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
So, you know, so if people can't afford to go on our Total Serenity trip to Hawaii for 5 days and they're local, maybe they could spend a day with us doing our, I forget what it's called. I think it's called Island Breeze Day, where we have a virtual tour of the Hawaiian and Polynesian islands. They get to learn a hula dance. They do some island crafts. We're at the beach the whole time, and then we go to a tiki restaurant for a traditional tiki dinner and performance. So lots of different kinds of things. We've got, you know, a Grimmer fairy tale scavenger hunt at an alpine village. So lots of things that would precipitate people needing your services.
Well, thank you. You know, that's right into one of the things that we have here. And if you happen to be in the Milwaukee metro area, and Santina made a little bit of reference to it, we have a Hawaiian luau tomorrow where people can learn a little bit more about this business and about travel in general. We've got some food, music, fun, prizes, some other giveaways that we're dealing with us. And you know, people can come be a part of that. You can leave me a message on Facebook if you want to be specific to that, but it's out on the east side. And so you can come wear your Hawaiian garb in the middle of this wonderful winter we have and come join us and have fun.
If I were there, I'd go. That sounds very fun.
Yeah, and it's going to be tomorrow. And we've got different times you can come, noon, 2, 4, and 6 out there. So if you can't, you know, we're not expecting people to spend the whole day or a long time or anything else. But we want to, I don't want to say wine and dine you, but treat you a little bit nicely and have you think about the warmth and the places that you could be going to while teaching you a little bit about what the possibilities are for you and for yourself.
You know, I was going to say, I like that you bring up possibilities. An event I have in April involves, it's called the Victorian Gentilla Tea Tour. Tea enthusiasts are going to British Columbia for several days to stay at the Empress Hotel and have tea at Bouchard Gardens and all that stuff. But it turns out there are several people that are interested in extending the trip, going in or out of Seattle, taking the ferry over. Once you're in Seattle, where do you stay? What do? How do you get to Seattle? So, you know, it isn't always just a cut and dry thing. There are ways to customize it to match the person's exact, you know, experience that they would like. And I can't think of anything that would be more helpful to them than to know that someone is there not only to hold their hand, but to make sure everything is handled appropriately and done right, you know, so nothing falls through the cracks. The last thing you want to do is, if you're in Seattle, is miss the one ferry over to Victoria and then you miss the whole day. So I think having a travel professional is absolutely invaluable to people, especially when they want to customize their activities.
Right. Well, thank you. Well, and one of the things you kind of just reminded me, too, that I think is very important is whether or not you plan to travel is get a passport. It's a fairly painless process. There's an application online. You can go to the local post office and most of them and get your picture taken and send it out. And they make sure your paperwork's done and correct for you if you go through that. There are some other photographers that will help with the pictures because it has to be a specific size and things that you send out with it. But, you know, it's a fairly painless process. And that way, if you would decide to go, for instance, on the ski trip, or even now, just up to Canada from the United States, or, you know, God forbid, you've got family overseas and something happens and you have to go run, you've got that in your hand. And you can have it at a moment's notice. So that's one of those things that I think, and that I'm kind of stressing with pretty much anybody that I come in encounter with. I got mine and 7 years ago. I was going to go to India and Cambodia, and it didn't happen. But I still got my passport, and I'm going to renew it when it comes to the time.
And, you know, I think what they've got now is so helpful, because in addition to the standard passport books, they now, as many people know, have the passport cards, which are the same size as your bank card or credit card. It's so much easier to carry. And if you are doing something like taking a ferry from Seattle to, you know, Canada, even though you're going into another country, they don't require you to have the book, just the card. Same with some of the things I have booked are cruises, primarily out of Florida. And to be able to, you know, leave Miami and then dock in Cozumel, you don't need the whole book, which is about twice as much as the card. So that is so helpful. And then that's something you could just keep in your wallet all the time. I often use my passport card for identification as opposed to using my driver's license. But, you know, if you're going to be doing things that involve air travel then to another country, then you do need the book. But I just think they're making it easier and easier. So I've been very thankful for that new addition.
Right. Cool. Yeah. And, you know, they want you to kind of have an idea where you might want to go. So, you know, don't just say nothing, but they will let you do it without having an actual itinerary. So that helps a lot. But if you do have an itinerary, you got to make sure you give yourself more than enough time. There can be a 24-hour turnaround, but you're talking $300. And I don't think you want to do that. You know, even 2 weeks of their $100 fee to expedite it and make it faster than might be a normal, it can be a little steep for some people too. So, like Joyce said, you know, you can apply for the card, you can make life a lot easier for yourself, and then you've got what you need, or at least the immediate purposes.
Cool.
Yay.
Well,
thank you so much. And again, congratulations. This is very exciting.
Thank you, and I appreciate partnering with you and having something right off the bat to be able to work with and have your adventures, and hopefully some folks will be going on those trips as well.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to hang up and continue listening to the show.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, I think I've kind of said most of what I needed to say. Was there anything else you wanted to add, Chetina, in this that we might have missed?
No, I think you are.
Go ahead.
Out, and but definitely let's dream about the trip, and don't forget to tell everyone about the where are we going to Sakana, right, for like $149 this year in like about fall, I think. So it's just an amazing time you're going to have together just to get trained, right?
That's
okay. Amazing.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. I want to go to school in fall so I can go ahead on the trips that are so great.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
great. Okay. Well, thank you and congratulations once again. Okay.
Thank you much.
I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, like I said, if you've got any questions, please make sure you send me a message. You can do that to Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com, Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. You can message me on Facebook through the Purpose Talk Radio Facebook page. Feel free to put any of your comments in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversation Facebook group. I didn't put too many comments in there at this point, but feel free if you do catch us on the archive. to comment over there, since the chat room will be closed at that point for Blog Talk Radio 1. If you want to be a guest in the future on Purpose Talk Radio, I'll do it fairly simply. We can do this by phone, we can do it by Skype, whatever, and it is, I think, fairly painless. I try to make it be very natural. You can, again, send me an email on that if you'd like, and we'll chat about it. Traveling is a wonderful thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to dream about and to see yourself doing. It's another thing to be able to schedule it, to be able to find a cost-effective. Like I said, we do have the price guarantee. You know, if you find something less expensive in a week's time, you know, you'll get that money back, and you don't have to worry about, oh, what happens if. Because you always know that the program we're offering, the program that I have for you, will guarantee the prices to be the lowest that they can be at that time. You know, prices do travel. Prices do change quite a bit in this business. Sometimes closer to a trip is cheaper, and sometimes scheduling it out many months is. I admit that. And we just never know when and how the price is going to fluctuate and how, what's going to happen with the fuel prices or this or that or security and everything else. But what I want you to know for sure is that I will make every effort to make sure you know what to expect going on your trip and that you are fully prepared for your travel, your transfers, whether or not you need to be tipping or not tipping and what the expectations are on that. If you need special accommodations, that your rooms, your flights, your needs, as much as we can possibly do it, so that you and the facilities know what to expect. And I know some of the various travel groups are even scheduling people that you meet at the site if you need the accommodation. They tell you whether you need to wait to be last off of whatever or if you should come off first. And it varies from one to the other. And that's what I think is very important, that you know that. And that could be whether you have a visual impairment, whether you use a wheelchair, whether you are deaf or hard of hearing and want an interpreter, whether you are someone who travels with a cane for whatever you might need. We want to be able to accommodate that as much as we can and as closely as we can and try to make sure that the communication is open. And that has been the prime thing of all of my careers, all of my businesses over the years, has been communication and making sure everyone knows what they need before they need it. So, Purpose Talk Radio is brought here to you every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. We have people who are living their purpose and having them share with you what that means, how they came to achieve it, and any ways that you might be able to achieve your purpose. Someone who wants to be a guest on our show, I invite you to send me a message. If you know other people who would make great guests, send me a message for that, or I know we'll connect them as well. I know that I do have a couple people scheduled up the road, but I do have a pretty open schedule because, again, I didn't know what was happening with school, just like it was last year. And so we schedule people in as we need them, as we want to. I prefer a two-week notice. You know what? If you decide one day, if you want to share with the world, get a hold of me, and we'll see where we can put you in. I like to always end this show, it doesn't have to be the end, with some kind of affirmation. Travel. I am traveling literally and figuratively through life at an appropriate speed and goal. There we go. Affirmation for you for this week. I am traveling literally and figuratively through life at an appropriate speed to fulfill my goals and dreams. There you go. I hope you use that this week as you feel you need to, or as it may help you out in thinking positively and dreaming and being a part of the world around you. Again, the songs that we use for Purpose Talk Radio are by True Trinity, their website, TRUETRINITY.com. They have a couple of songs, I Am Who I Am, and the positive news song that we share. The travel site, one more time, I've got two of them. The one that is up and ready to go is CindyFreeman.intellitravel.com, CindyFreeman. INTELETRAVE. Ultimately, it will be TrueVisionTravel.com and .org. The TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com will be up and running and pointing to that site. If you want to be part of the drawing, please do come over to the website and make sure you enter your name, your email, so you can get in there. Buzz around there, experiment, send me a message of where you think you might want to travel. Let's give it a try. You might be really surprised at some of the arrangements we can make. For Joy's program again is Mythic Adventures at Siren. I'm sorry, mythicadventures.sirenschool.com. And I'll put all these in the chat room. The Purpose Talk Radio Conversation group also, so that you have all these links available if you come there. I think that's pretty much where we are for this week. And I thank you all for listening. I thank you for your participation, Shantina, Joy, and in the chat room and on the lines, and also to those who did participate in the chat room. If you wish to hear this show again, please come to the archive link, which is the same as the original. Like I said, we'll have to have the name entered this week this weekend to be able to get in the drawing. Someone who wants to be a part of it, make sure you get a hold of them as well. Now, as we close with the song, I Am Who I Am, I wish you all soul blessings.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.